Of Pentecost to all, in the name of Jesus Christ, I greet you, welcome you to St. Paul's University Catholic Center. So students, congratulations on the end of an excellent academic year. Hope you're feeling peaceful and relaxed. If there are graduates among us, particular congratulations to you, and of course, family members as well, graduate students. We are most honored to have you with us. I want to make a brief apology. There was some misinformation about the mass schedule on the website, and I try to always be very diligent, but obviously I was not in this instance, so for those that caused difficulty, I'm most sorry. I know you'll forgive me, but still I apologize for making life very inconvenient. As you can see, once you get assigned to Rome, you get the right to bump up the quality of your server for mass. And if a little person indulgent, both my mother and Father Nielsen's mother are in the house today. So the mothers of priests, my dad's here too. Love you, Dad. But also to the mothers of priests, we're grateful to have you here. Three brief points about life in the Holy Spirit, which would be confusing. Hopefully to give a little clarity, not a total theology, but a little clarity. First point. No one can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. First point, no one can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. How might we know we have access to the Holy Spirit? How might a person know that the Holy Spirit has the power to work at least in some way in their life? They can say Jesus is Lord. And if you'll permit me to make you a little piously uncomfortable, let's all just have a little validation that we are all in the Holy Spirit, right? In just a moment, we'll just make, you know, every time we pray the creed, we confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ. But if we would like to have a testimony to whether the Holy Spirit is working at all in our life, we will be able to confess, to say, Jesus is Lord. So perhaps you can all, let's make that confession together right now. Let's confess. Jesus is Lord. All right, we got a church that's in the Holy Spirit. That's nice. And just remind that of yourself, right? When you feel like I don't have access to the Holy Spirit, I don't know how God is working in my life. If you can, with humility and faith, make that confession, Jesus is Lord. It's not that you're the greatest saint or I'm the greatest saint who's ever walked the face of the earth. We can have hope, a lot of hope, as long as a person can say, Jesus is Lord. That means the Holy Spirit is operating in some manner in their life. And that's the first and grounding point. So again, when you're feeling like I've got no hope left, if you can at least say Jesus is Lord, there is a great window. Again, that's not the totality, there are other things, but that is the first point I want to make. Second, this is a spirit of truth, right? The Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth and of beauty. It does not give in to confusion and depression and sadness, right? The Holy Spirit is the spirit of goodness and truth and beauty, the attributes of God, the good, the beautiful, the true. Some of you know that I make a little, you know, I kind of like keep my eye on what the kids are doing, so it's a pretty easy thing to do. You can go on the internet and you can find the most downloaded songs by iTunes and the most played songs on the radio, and you can listen to them. And I don't listen to all of them because some of them are clearly like, well, that's not going to be helpful to me, but... And so I was just this past week listening to the most downloaded song on iTunes and the second most frequently played song on the radio. And it's got a perfectly catchy beat, all right? But I was really, it disturbed me. It just made me a little bothered when I heard some of the lyrics. And I try to be very clever by trying to memorize lyrics, and I couldn't do it. I mean, they're simple enough. I had to scribble them down on this Post-it note to be able to, because I couldn't memorize these lyrics, right? Because there's various different lyrics, but in the repetitive refrain goes the line like this. We're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time. It's miserable and magical, all right? Some of you know it's the song 22 by Taylor Swift, all right? And that line, which is the one thing that is really repeated, I'm no saint, but I'm just like, gosh, that kind of hurts my heart. The song is kind of like, hey, just be like young and carefree, which I guess there's nothing wrong with having fun, but it had this thread, all right? We're happy, free, that's a confused and lonely at the same time. It's miserable and magical, all right? It seemed to me, if you'll permit me a little, this is not doctrine of the faith, it seemed to me this was expressive of a lot of conversations that I have, right? Especially now when the weather gets nice, I can walk up Langdon Street, and there's a lot of people out. Everybody loves talking to Father when he comes walking up the step, all right? And it's just reflective of a lot of what I hear, all right? I talk to guys and girls, and I just strip a bunch of conversations down. Father, I'm smart. You know, I'm doing okay in school, but I have no idea what I'm doing with my life, all right? The number of students who can tell me why they're studying what they're studying is just pretty few once I leave the church. I don't mean to make that as a moral judgment. I just notice that there are a lot of people who, this line, right? It's miserable and magical. You know, the case of beer comes around, and yeah, I'm kind of totally unhappy, but whatever, we're feeling tingly and having a good time here. And that's just indicative that, again, not to judge that person's soul, that's indicative that one is not living a life in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not confess it's miserable and magical. The Holy Spirit confesses it's good and true and beautiful. And the point I would like to ultimately make is just remember that. You know you're deepening life in the Holy Spirit when one is able to recognize the good and the true and the beautiful, right? And there's a difference between, glitter and gold. There's a difference between rhinestones and diamonds, right? You got to work harder to get one than the other, right? The rhinestones and glitter are available at Forever 21 for $2, all right? The diamonds, a little harder to get your hands on, or so I've heard tell, all right? Well, in our lives, right, am I appreciating something that's, again, there's nothing wrong with fun, but is it merely fun? Because fun begins and then it ends, right? The Y firework goes off and then it's out, so on and so forth, right? Or is what I'm engaging in really reflective of something beautiful and true? And sometimes we can think that means, well, I have to wander around the art museum all day, which frankly might do you a lot of good, but that's not ultimate. You know, the good, the true doesn't mean always the hoity-toity. But to ask oneself that question, if what I'm investing my time in, especially as summer is coming up, is what I'm investing my time in the good? Not do I enjoy it, right? Not is it fun, right? But is it the good? Is it the beautiful? Is it the true? And here's where, as a sidebar, this is where reading the sacred scriptures and the catechism is super helpful for recognizing if I'm living life in the Holy Spirit, right? Right? Only by the Holy Spirit can someone say Jesus is Lord, and then there are many gifts, right? So once you know that you're in the Holy Spirit, you can say Jesus is Lord, time to explore those many gifts, right? Now, again, it's not to tell you this. Someone can be in sin, and that's the confessional, right? Someone can be confused. That's why there's the scriptures and the catechism. You talk to a wise spiritual person. But within one's own self, to ask that question, and what I am after isn't, again, not, there's plenty of time, like, go, you know, on a Friday night, go put your feet in the sand and whatever, drink a Corona. That's fine, all right? But if that becomes like the summation of my life, that's like everything I may do is driving towards that moment, that might not be pursuing the good and the true and the beautiful. So that's, again, I confess Jesus is Lord, and then in what am I after? Good and true and beautiful. And lastly, the Holy Spirit is a spirit of power. They testify to the mighty deeds of God. Jesus breathes on these apostles, and they have the power to forgive sins. That's good. That's good stuff, all right? And we might feel a lot as Christians, what mighty deed am I doing, all right? I can barely get my kids to get dressed on time for school, all right? Or I got to move mountains just to make it to class at like 12:10, all right? What mighty deeds am I doing? And here's where I would suggest it's very important to remember the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, piety, and the fear of the Lord. And if I might focus on the last one, the fear of the Lord, because that's when people are like, oh, fear of the Lord, I'm already scared enough of God, all right? Bishop Morlino uses a phrase for fear of the Lord that I found very helpful. He never says fear of the Lord, he says wonder and awe in God's presence, which if you read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and if you're super into it, you read St. Thomas Aquinas' Summa Theologica, you realize that's exactly what the explanation of fear of the Lord is. Not sitting around being terrified of God, but you have, when you're in the divine presence, you have one, like, whoa, God is God and I am not God. And we think that if that happens, I'm going to feel really small. But actually, when you have wonder and awe in the presence of God, it's amazing how big one's heart becomes, how big one's mind becomes, how big one's charity becomes. I think that's why they call it fear of the Lord. Not because we're so afraid of God, but when we confess God's glory, we become a little bit afraid of ourselves. Because all of a sudden, wow, not only, because before it was like, I have to do nice things. Now it's like, oh my gosh, I really can. And some of them are going to be awesome. I'm afraid of myself. Because now I feel that, like, what St. Paul calls the weight of glory. Like, it's weighing on me. Oh my gosh, how am I going to live up to that? And believe me, as a priest, I know that all the time. Like, nothing makes me feel simultaneously better about myself and worse about myself when someone tells me that I've done something good in their life. Because I'm like, oh man, when I get up tomorrow, I'm going to have to do that again. All right? And again, that's my version of sin. That my guess is if you've ever approached God, you've had that momentary experience that might have frightened you. Not because we felt so bad. Again, if you just feel really afraid of God, if that happens, please go to the confessional. Right? Because you won't be afraid of, once you go to the confessional, I promise you, you will never be afraid of God again when you make confession. But fear of the Lord, wonder and awe in his presence. And the thing is, the Bishop Merlino also had taught me this. He says many times, if you're confirmed, God has given you those seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, you have a right to demand them from God, which is bold language, right? Like, hey, God, all right? we sometimes get trapped because we get into like, God, make my life easier. God, make my life simpler, all right? Which usually gets translated as, God, please take the cross out of my life. And that's not one of, that's contravening what our Lord says, right? But these seven gifts, wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord. These are seven gifts, seven powers that you and I have a right to. And when I feel like I am faltering, to ask God, please, Lord, I am your son, I am your daughter. Give me what I am owed. Give me this, which sounds a little bit, again, don't get catty with God, right? But I'm saying be, and again, I'm quoting a bishop here, so I feel okay about it, right? Be bold with our Lord. Testify to the mighty deeds of God in the first place to God, because he's keenly aware of them. And he will assist you, right? Many times in my, I've got this little icon of the Sacred Heart, and this kneeler that my dad fixed up for me in my room. I've had it since I've been a priest, right? And I kneel down, and a lot of times I whine. I've noticed that, right? I whine to God. Why am I so tired? Why do I have to answer all these emails? Why won't these people say nicer things to me? You know, I don't say it quite like that. And when I'm kneeling down praying, it sounds, blessed Lord, you know, all this kind of stuff. But I noticed that, right? And when I've been reflective, like when I do my monthly days of recollection, I can tell these are the days I was whining. But I can also tell the days where I have knelt down and said, blessed Father, right? Like there's this thing coming up the next day. Open in my heart courage because I am afraid, right? I have this meeting with the bishop and all these priests of the diocese where I'm going to have to stand up for something. I'm afraid. And I pray for courage, and all of a sudden, like when that moment comes, not afraid anymore, right? Sometimes it goes better or worse. The point I'm trying to make is ask those gifts, right? If you can confess Jesus Lord, you're doing great. You've got the power of the Holy Spirit. You can use that to seek what is good and true and beautiful. And on that seeking, know what gifts ought be asked for, right? Again, the sidebar, if you're afraid of God when you pray, please go to the confessional, and you'll never be afraid of God again. But these are mighty things that make the church so alive, the heart so big, the spiritual life so beautiful. And lastly, as always, you know, Mary helps. That is not the grandest theological statement in the history of Christendom, all right? But Mary, she knows the Holy Spirit very, 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 very well. So whatever your Marian devotion is, your simple three Hail Marys at night, your saying of the rosary, you're singing of that Marian, whatever it is, all right, keep it very faithful, and she will assist you in knowing what you should ask the Holy Spirit for. Confess Jesus as Lord and have great hope in our hearts. Seek out the good, the true, and the beautiful that makes for a happy, happy life. And as we seek, let us be unafraid to demand from our Father the gifts that he has given us, so that we too will testify to the mighty deeds of God. Amen.